Base of the top. The Ika de Rombi le Mirma. Some bring a question of a stira between the Brice and the Mishnah, whether it's Sinei Harbarzel or Kosher or not. Tnan Sinei Harbarzel Kosher. Vatanya Psula, the Brice says the Apostle. Rabbi Elokashe, Kan Shirosho Shalzeh Magil et Sarik Roshalzeh, Kan Shein Rosho Shalzeh Magil et Sarik Roshalzeh. Depends if the entire Shedra of the Lulav is covered or not, if the leaves at least are contiguous and there's no spaces between them. The spaces between them and the Shedra on the sides is exposed and it's possible, and if not, it's kosher. Omreb Mary and Omreb Yeshuv and Levi. The Amri Lo Toni Rabba Bar Mori Mishum Reb Yochum and Zakai. Shtei Tmaros Yesh Begei Ben Hen Inom V'Ola Oshim Beinehem V'Zeu Sheshoninu Tzinei Har Barzok Sheiros V'Zui Piso Shul Gehenem. This is where these palm trees grow. There are two palm trees in the Gei Ben Henom in Yerushalayim. And there's smoke that goes between them, and that is the physical Pesach to Gehenna in this world. Just like Gan Eden is a physical place, but it's connected a spiritual place, so too Gehenna has a physical place that is the Pischo Shel Gehenna in Yerushalayim. Okay, Rashi. Vika Doramli Mirma, Lamasnisno Braisa, Vagav Ram Yodidu, Itmer Labdabai Lishnu Yainu. Some learn it as a question. What's it called? A stira, and Abaya then answered the stira. Shtei tomorrow, shnei the kolim, two palm trees. Gei ben enum, somech Yerushalayim. Right outside Yerushalayim. Meaning Yerushalayim, meaning the old city. Okay. Okay. Lulav sheyesh bo shlosha tfachim, omrav Yehud omr Shmuel. Shir hadas varova shlosha, the lulav arba. The shir of hadas and arova is three. Pashas, it means at least three, but they could be bigger. But some svarim say that that the lula, the arava, and the hadas have to be a similar amount, and the arava can't be bigger than the hadas, or not too much bigger at least, because some say because the arava represents the mouth and the hadas represents the eyes, and the eyes is higher than the mouth, or because the arava represents people who have nothing to them. And the hadas, the people at least have a reyach below tam, so the people with nothing shouldn't be higher than the other people. Okay. And the lulav has to be four tvachim. Kedeshi a lulav yotzim in hadas tefach. In order the lulav should be higher than the hadas, a tefach, and therefore many achronim say that if the hadasim and aravas are bigger, then the lulav has to be bigger. Okay, there has to be a tefach, and we'll see one second, of shedra or of leaves above the hadasim. Reparnach om Reb Yochanan, shedra shalulav tzorosh yetzim in hadas tefach. Not the leaves, there has to be a tefach of the shedra, not just the leaf. Leaf is higher than the shedra. There has to be a tefach of the shedra above the hadasim. Tznan, lulav sheyesh bo gimel tefachim kedei lenanea bo kosher. Right, mashmah, you only need three tefachim. You don't need anything more than the three tefachim. Ema ukedele nanea bokasher. Markedisli. No, it doesn't mean that if it's three tefachim you can shake it. It means it needs three tefachim plus an extra amount to be shakeable that's discernible above the hadasim and aravos, where you see the lulav itself shaking. And so one holds that means the shedra has to be a tefach above the what's it called, the hadasim and aravos, and the other one says that the leaves at least have to be at least a tefach above the hadasim and aravos. Rashi, she'lulav yotzei l'malam min hadas k'shem shehu gavoa b'mino mikulon. Just like the lulav is bigger than all of them, it has to be nicker that it's higher than the other ones. Shedra levad she'olim aruchim l'mala va'achar she'kolsa shedra she'ein od olim devukim va'olim bo. Right. The this is in addition. This is what the Rabbi Yochanan said, that in addition to the leaves, you need at least a tefach of the shedra itself above the hadas. Eima ukedei lenanea umashiyotzi lamala min ha'eged hu aminanea. What's above the unit of the three things tied together, that's what you can shake. That's what you can see is shakeable. Some ask, l'chora, the whole of the Anuim is not a Minat Torah. From here it seems that it is, because why would you need the Shear to be dependent on Anuim if the Anuim b'chlal aren't Minat Torah? So some say in the Chanami, it's right from here, the Anuim are Minat Torah. And some say no, it means that you have to be able to shake it. But in the Chanami, the Anuim are not Minat Torah. If you didn't shake it, you'll say for sure. And just that in order that the lulav should be discernible, when you shake it, you should be able to see the lulav shaking itself. So it has to be at least roy, that if you shook it, you would see the lulav shaking separately. The market is Shmuel tefach imolav, or Rabbi Yochanan tefach shedra. According to Shmuel, you need a tefach counting the leaves, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, a tefach without the leaves, tefach of shedra. Okay, Toshma. Shir Hadas Varova Shlosha Valula Varbo. It says in the Brisa, and usually Brisas have to explain more than Mishnayos. So if the Brisa meant to tell me that it has to be Tefach more of Shedra, it should have said it. That's what the Gemara's Havamina was. Right? The Shir Hadas is 3 and Lula the 4. My La Bahadi Olim, that includes the leaves. Lo Levad Me Olim. It has to be 4 till the end of the Shedra. Whatever leaves extend after that is irrelevant. Kegufa, shir hadas varov shlosha, the lulav arba. Right, the shir of hadas on rov is 3 tvachim, and the lulav is 4 tvachim. The tarfin omer ba'ama bas chamisha tvachim. The ama that we're talking about is a medium sized ama. We always explain there's three kinds of amas. There's a small ama, which is what's it called, 6 tvachim, which is 6 tvachim. So a tefach is 1/6 of an amma. And then there's a tefach, which is 5 tvachim to an amma. So that, what's it called, amma the tefach is a larger tefach, right? The amma is split into 5 tvachim, not 6 tvachim. Okay. So Omar Rava, so Rav Tarfon said, the tefach we're talking about, that you need 3 tefachim, is a fifth of what's it called, is where each tefach is a fifth of an amma, not a sixth of an amma. Omar Rava, surely mori l'Rav Tarfon. The Rabban Shem should be mochel l'Rav Tarfon for saying something like this that makes it almost impossible, the kind of mitzvah. Hashta ovo shloshel omishkachinen, right? To have a hadas, which is kosher, with to be what's it called, ovos, mishulosh. Right, of a 3 tefachim of a what's it called, where the tefach is a sixth of an amma, which is hard to find. Chamisha miboy, to find a hadas that has the length of 3/5 of an amma, right, is for sure almost impossible. Ki osur of Dimi Omar amma bashisha tefachim. So when Rav Dimi said, he said so like this. If you have a, what's it called, an amma that's 6 tefachim, a normal amma of 6 tefachim, so each tefach is a sixth of an amma, asei oso bas chamisha, then turn it into 5, what's it called, make from those 6 5, so each one is a fifth more, right? Instead of being a sixth, it's an extra fifth of an amma more. Fifth of a tefach more, right? Say mehem shlosha lahadas, use 3 of those for hadas, okay? Vashar lulav. And what's left, use for the lulav. Kama havilahu, talta. The talta chumshe. 3 regular tefachim plus another 3/5 of a tefach, right? Because each one is a fifth of a tefach more. Kasha the Shmuel, right? Because Shmuel said what? That it's, an amma of 6 tefachim, and here it says an amma of 5 tefachim, basically. Kasher Shmuel, and that's Kasher Shmuel on Shmuel, because here Shmuel said, right? Shmuel, Rav Dimi said it in the name of Shmuel, yeah? Didn't say in the name of Shmuel. Who said the name of Shmuel? No, we didn't say the kashya. Hacha Omar Rav Yehuda Mer Shmuel Shir Hadas for Rav Shlosha. and mashma regular tefach. It doesn't say a tefach, a special tefach. V'chosu momer Rav Huna, momer Shmuel, halachik Rav Tarfon. That's a kash. Right? And here he says, what's it called? You pass on like Rav Tarfon, that you need a special tefach, a fifth of an amma tefach, not a sixth of an amma tefach. So he says, lo dok, when he said shlosha, but he wasn't medayik. Right, he said it, what's it called, not with a diuk. In Echanami, between a sixth and a fifth is not that great. Mar says, Emer damirin lo dok lechumra, lekula me'amirin. If he said that it's enough to have a sixth of a tefach, three of them, then that's lekula. It's kosher with a smaller amount, then really is okay. So you don't say that a tanner amora was not dok if it comes out of kula. So Mar says, he also Ravin Omer Amabas Chamisha Tvachim Asei Oso Shisha. Right? He said just the opposite. You take an Amabas Chamisha and you turn it into an Amabas Shisha. So you take away. Say Mehem Shlosh Hadas, and the Hadas is measured in the Amabas Shisha. In other words, a sixth of an Amah Tefach. Vashar Lulav Kame Havilahu Treyu Palga comes out that it's only going to be 2.5 tefachim, because you're making it a smaller tefach. Right? You need 3 of those new tefachim, which is really only 2.5 of the original tefachim. So, sov kasha de Shmuel and de Shmuel. Ma'isa Shmuel said 3 tefachim. Here, so you only need 2.5 tefachim if you're making it in the larger tefach. It's only 2.5 of those tefachim. So, why do you say 3? Lo dok, enachanami. He wasn't with that. He said 3. You really only need 2.5. And behind the chumra lo dok. So he said you need 2.5. You need 3, even though you really only need 2.5. That's a chumra. Dom Rav Huna Amar Shmuel halacha kriptarfen, because he held the halachas like kriptarfen that you need what's it called. It has to be in big tefachim, but not what's it called 3 full big tefachim, just 2.5 big tefachim. But he said 3 because what's it called to be machmer? Okay, Rashi. Kedi islay. Ema ukedei lenanea. Aside from the 3 tefachim of the lulav, you need an extra tefach kedei lenanea. Mashi yotzi lemala min ha'eged hu amenanea. The part that's above, where the 3 are together, that's the part that you could see the lulav shaking by itself. Lamar kedishlei l'shmuel tefach im olav l'Rabbi Yochanan tefach shevah. Some achronim learn from here that it's not enough just to move the lulav for the nanuim. You have to shake the leaves itself. Otherwise, it's not discernible. It's discernible when you move it that the lulav is shaking. But you have to see the leaves shake, then this makes sense. My la bahadi olim v'tiyufti Rabbi Yochanan v'amabas chamisha kosolka daite d'hochi komer tzorek lios hadas v'arova amabas chamisha tvachim. In the beginning we thought it meant that the arova and the hadas have to be an ama. So that's what he said, shorei le'more yimchol ribono kolomer tzorek ulevakish mechila al dvorav. How could you need a hadas that's an ama long and has to be meshulash? We can't find one that's 3 tvachim long. So you can find one that's an amalong. Avos shlosh lo mishdachin on shlosha tefachim. Ein on yicholim limtso shea avos karoi. Kalua kemin klia v'domu l'sharsheres kedel kamon. Later on the Gemara will discuss what exactly avos means. Right? But you need a mishulish. So we don't find one that's mishulish, right? All of it, right? The chatchila at least, with 3 tefachim. Kolshkein, you're not going to find one that's a whole ama mishulish. Rova aruchim hadas shotahim. Most of the longer hadasim are hadas shota, which doesn't have 3 in a row. Who omer lanu ba'ama bas chamisha matrich al yisrael? And he says that you need an ama for every what's it called hadas, and the matriach to go find meshulashim that are an ama long. Ki osur of dimi, it's mashum Rashi. That the problem is that the longer the hadas gets, the more chance it's going to be a hadas shota. And even though they can grow on the same thing, that's not kosher, that's not meshulish. So the smaller they are, the better chance you have to be meshulish. Osrav dimi, Pirshul the Reb Tarfon, V'omer the Hod Reb Tarfon, Chumra Zutahi. It's not as big a Chumra as we thought that he holds you need an Amma as a Shear. The Iu Nomi Shlosha Kamer, he also holds you only need three Tvachim. But he holds you need three Tvachim of a fifth of an Amma Tefach, not a sixth of an Amma Tefach. Ela Shemeshayer B'Tvachim Gedolim, V'achi Kamer Leila Tanakama. HaTvachim Ho'elu Yu Gedolim, Shiu Chamisha Mehem Memalim Amma Beinonis, Shehem Vav Tvachim Beinonim. Right, the normal Amma is six Tvachim. You need, this one is the Tefach is a bigger Tefach. It's, you divide the Amma into five Tvachim. Amma Vashisha, Chotuch B'Tvachim Gedolim, Va'asei Hemenu Chamisha Chalokim. Take an Amma of six Tvachim and convert it into an Amma of five Tvachim. U'bohen Teshayu Shloshal Adas V'Tefach Yosululim. And use that as the measuring standard for the Shlosha Tvachim of the Hadas and the Arava and the Lulav. Vashar Lulav, Revia Shosaf, the Lulav, Yebetefach Gadol Ka'elu. And the fourth Tefach also has to, for the Lulav, has to be in these big Tvachim. Kama Haviluhu Hadas Arava. So in the end, how much is it in regards to our regular Tefach? How many Tvachim do you really need? Tauta Tvachim Beinunim, the Tauta Chumshim. You need three and three-fifths, because each big tefach is a fifth more than the small tefach. So memela, a fifth of a tefach more. So memela, if you're going to use three big tefachim, you're going to need really three and three-fifths small tefachim. Lo dak Shmuel b'shurei v'noket shlosha. So why did Shmuel say shlosha? You really need three and three-fifths. Lo dak, the three-fifths, he left out the fraction. So Mara says, you don't say lo dak when it's a kula. He left out the fraction. He's telling you that it's kosher with a smaller amount. That's a kula. Amma bas chamisha tvachim beinuni. Where you have an amma of five tvachim. Okay? Choluk osam l'shisha chalokim b'tvachim ketanim. Split that now into six parts. Ubehen shir shlosha adas arbol l'luv. And now the shir will be with the new tefach, which is a fifth smaller, I guess, than the other one. Reb Tarfon Lekulan. Reb Tarfon is Mekel. He's saying you don't need three Tvachim. Because the Tanakhama was talking about three big Tvachim. And he's saying you only need two and a half big Tvachim. The Hachi Mashmah, Milsei Bebraisa. The Ka'omer Lei, the Tanakhama, Osen Shloshet Tvachim, Shonim Misharim Bohem, Ustam Shloshet Tvachim, Chatsi Amahain. Normally, three Tvachim is half an Amah. Because there's six Tvachim in an Amah. Tvachim halalu ktanim yu. These tvachim are smaller. V'lo yu elechatzi amma ba'amma bas chamisha. It only has to be half an amma in five tvachim amma. That's five tvachim amma. So it's only really two and a half, tvachim, big tvachim. Lo dok shmuel b'shir shlosha, the sogi betray upal b'krup tarfa. You only need two and a half, and he said three. Mishnah. Hadas hagozul v'hayovesh posel. Hadas that's stolen or that dried out is posel. The Medayik, the Tosus Rid, v'chora, hadasim and aravos are really less than a shava pruta. So if it's stolen, if you steal something less than a shava pruta, it's not yotzei b'dayonim. You can't collect your money. So v'chora, why should hadas gozul be posel? Right, forget about mitzvah b'avera. You don't hold mitzvah b'avera. It's what's it called? It's not shalachem. It is shalachem. Because they can't take it away from you. So it's not yotzei b'dayonim. So what's it called? So why should hadas gozel be possible? That's going to show a proof. So he says, the fact that you can't take it away from the guy doesn't make it his. It just means that there's no din on beis din to take it away and to give it back to the first person. But it doesn't become, it's still usher to steal, and the male doesn't become the ownership of the person who has it. So Bezin can't be motzia from him, but it's not his. If you steal something less than a shava pruta, it doesn't become yours unless there's a shinui, whatever. But stamazai, just because it's not a shava pruta and we can't take it away from you, doesn't make it yours. You can sometimes be holding on to something that we can't take away, but it's not yours. What? No, there's no mitzvah shir, it's exil, and less than a shalva pruta. There's no mitzvah, and you can't take it away from the guy in the mail, but it's not his. What?
But it's not yours. So
you stole it. Stole. Not yours. What? Because that's the halacha. The halacha is that less than sharp proof, the basin is not not metapa with it.
Then it's worse than stealing something that is a shiva because you have no
takana. Why?
Then it's worse.
No, if you made a shinui on it, you could also be calling it. But still, something more, the shavu putol doesn't become yours.
I know, but you have a takana, you can return it.
Yeah, inachanan. That's why it says if you steal less than shavu putol, you're malchus. According to some, because it's not there's no lavanitic lesson. Merely get malchus or pachas from shavu putol. There's a lav and there's no takana inachanan. Okay. Shalasher of a shilri dachas posel. Same thing we said before. Either because of ksusei mekta shiura, according to the Rambam, he had a girsa that shalasher and shilri dachas posel because of mitzvah of aveir. Niktam rosho, nifritzu olav, if the top was cut off, or the leaves fell off, Rashi says, o shahayu anovim merubos mi olav, there's little berries that grow on the hadasin. If there were more berries than there were leaves, posel. And the way you calculate it is, you take the minimum shear, and if in that minimum shear there are more berries than leaves, then it's possible. But if in the total amount of the size of the hadas, right, more than the big shear, there's more berries than leaves. But within the shear of three tvachim, there's less berries than leaves, it's kosher. The mi'at and kosher, you're allowed, if you took them away, you took them off, then it becomes kosher again. The ein mimat and beyantim. But you can't take them off on yantim because it's tikkun mona. You're fixing up the hadas, right, to make it kosher till now was possible. Okay, the Gemara is going to speak about why we don't say dichui by mitzvahs, that once it was possible, it should remain possible. Rashi. Nifritzu olav noshu. Rashi says nifritzu olav means they fell off. Also, what's it called? By niktam rosho. The Shiloh, what that means. Does it mean that the Ravid says, we said the Ravid holds Niktam Rosho by Lulav is part of the Shedra has to be cut off, not the leaves. So over here, he holds like that too. It has to be part of the wood, not the leaves. And here, most Achronim learn that most Rishonim say the Ravid over Lagabe here is right. By Lulav, not. By Lulav, the leaves are also significant. But by Hadasim, it has to be the part of the stem, the part of the bark is cut off, not just the leaves. But some Rishonim learn that it means the tops of the leaves are cut off. Anova pri shabo shadomila onav. It's not grapes, it looks like berries. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Onav eitz avos, shanof of chofim es eitzo. Anaf eitz avos, right, that the anofim cover the wood. In other words, the leaves cover the wood. You can't see the wood because of the leaves. Ve'ezuhi, ve'yomer zahadas. The hadas, the leaves grow in such a way, they overlap, that you can't see the wood. Mor says, ve'ema zesa. Maybe it's a zayas. They also overlap. And you can't see the wood. Mor bin an avos v'leka. No, it has to overlap in such a way that it's avos. That's made like a chain. And the zayas doesn't have that. Where it says Vema Dulva, Rashi says a chestnut tree. Tosa says that it's not a chestnut tree because it doesn't grow like that. The name is maybe it's a Dulva. Vina Nofa Chovenes Eitzo. It does grow in what's it called, leaves that are in like chains, right? Like the Hadas. But there it doesn't cover the wood. So you need both. You need, it covers the wood and it grows in ovos. It grows in clusters. Vema Hirdof. Has both milas, it grows in clusters and it covers the wood. Amrabaya drachea darchei noah veleka. So Rashi learns because it's a poison. Rashi learns two things. One is because it's a poison. So it's not drachea darchei noah to use something that's a poison. And the other shot is that this min has thorns and it cuts your hands. So it's not drachea darchei noah. Rava meacha. Rava says different place that we can learn that something like that is not kosher. And this is not emes and shalom. There's no shalom from this because either it scrapes your hands or it's a, what's it called, a samhamavis. Rashi. Onat eitzavos, shekulo onat, sheha eitz mechup va'alin, aideshin asuyim beklia, v'shochvin alapeyin. since the leaves grow in clusters, and they also grow contiguous, so if you put the leaves flat, they cover the, what's it called, the wood. The emazesa, kulo olin arukim ritzutin. The leaves of azayas are long, and they're contiguous, so they cover the wood. Mitoshe marubin mechasim soeit. Where it says, boyin in ovos. Maisa sharsheris, they have to grow in clusters. Shumurkovim zalze, that doesn't happen by azayas. Dulva eitz armon, chestnut tree. Kaluahu, it grows in clusters. Aval ein olav ritzufim mechafes koleitzo. But they don't, the clusters are not contiguous, so they don't cover the wood. Hirduf, kimin kliasuyin olav. There, the hirduf has both milas. It grows in clusters and it covers the wood. So why isn't it kosher? Derochei adarchei noam. V'hai mivriz boriz esayadayim kekotzim. These leaves have thorns. So if you hold them, they cut your hands. So it's not derochei adarchei noam. Sheroshei olav asuyin chadim kemachat. Ho emes v'asholom olav. V'zenu lo emes v'lo sholom. Shu osu l'sam amoviz. And Rashi seems to learn that it wouldn't be a chesaron in derochei adarchei noam to use something that's a poison, because it's still noam if you don't take the poison. It's not noam to have your hands scraped. But it's not emes v'shalom. It's not something to bring shalom to the world, something that causes death. Tosus says, it's lav dafka. They're both the same thing. First of all, Tosus says, this is not the kind of plant that's a samamavis. That's hirdufni, and this is hirduf, and they're two separate things, Tosus says. So the only reason this is possible is because it scrapes your hands. Cuts your hands. And just that the Rava and Abaya, Rava and Abaya, right, differed in what the limud is, that you need something that's darchei noam, either because of darchei noam or because of emes v'shalom. But you can be mamayit something that scrapes your hands from both of them. Tana Rabbanan, kalua kemin klia. Right, kalua, when said that there has to be kalua, it means like a chain, klia, like a braid, braided. The dome of the shalshelis, like a chain. Zeu hadas, and therefore it means that the leaves grow in clusters. Relezer ben Yaakov omer, anath eitz avos, eitz shetam eitz opir yoshoven. Right, the tam of the wood and the pri are the same. Right, even though Esrog also has that mila, tameitzo pir yoshava, the Gemara also says it in brachas v'gabi peppers. Palpulin also is tameitzo pir yoshava. It's a different kind of tameitzo pir yoshava, but this also the same thing. This one, the pre, tastes like the eitz, and the other one, the eitz, tastes like the pre by the Esrog. The eitz has a little bit of the tam of the pre in it. Here it's more that the pre, which is these berries, is the has the same taste as the wood. Have the Omer Zahadas. Tana eats avos kosher, the she'eno avos posel. If it's avos, right, if it's clustered, then it's kosher. If it's not, it's not. Hechi domi avos. So what is avos? Omer of Yehuda, v'hu dekaimi talta talta tarte bekina. You need clusters of three. Rav Kahana Omer afilu trei v'chad. No, they don't need clusters of three. Even if you have two that are equal and one above or one below is also okay. Rav Acha bereid the Rava mahadar atrei v'chad hov v'nofim b'pumi the Rav Kahana. Since Rav Kahana said even two and one is okay, mashma that's not l'chatchila, but since he said it, he was medayik to do what his Rebbe said, and he took one bedafka two and one. Omer leimar bar amemer l'ravashi abalahu hadash shote korile. So, Mar Barameimer said to Rav Ashi, my father used to call that a hadash shota. Not to IQ of the hadas shota. There's a Gemara that says bechor shota. It means something unusual, not normal. It's not a normal hadas. That's what it means. Bechor shota has nothing to do with intelligence. It has to do with what's it called. It's not a normal thing. This is not a normal hadas. Male is not kosher. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Noshu rov olav v'nishtayrbo miyut kosher. Uvad shtei avosu kayemes. Ha gufa kosher. Amris Noshu rov olav kosher. The mashma that most of the leaves fell off in each cluster, so if you have three, you only have one left. But if, as long as the ovos is okay, right, it remains, it's okay. How could that be? If most of the leaves fell off, it's obviously not ovos. Ovos means three in a cluster, and if most of them fall off, then you don't have three in a cluster anymore. If two out of the three fell off, where's the ovos? And Asa Mitzra is either, second Pshat Rashi says, is an Egyptian hadas, or hadas that grows on the border, and therefore it's extra strong, extra prolific. So it doesn't only have three leaves in a cluster, it has seven leaves in a cluster. That even if most of them fall off, which is four, you still have three left. So still the avos kayemis. But it's not talking about a regular one where it fell off. The Bach says if you have a regular one and only one leaf falls off, so rove is still on, that's also kosher. That's also good. Right? I over here, then you could have what's it called, why don't you have five that fall off? Because you need both tnoim. You need that that's not rove of what was there before, and there's what's it called, what's it called, ovos. Right? So if two are left, so that's rove of what was there before, that's still called ovos. But if five fall off and it's only two, then you can't say that it's ovos because it's rubo kikulo, because it's not rubo, because the origin was seven. But mainly you need all three to be remaining if you had seven to begin with, and four fell off. Okay. But if you had three to begin with and only one fell off, the Bach says that would be okay. Tirashi. Talta talta b'chad kina, shlosha alim b'kan echad, yotzi mitok uketz echad. Rashi learns that, Tosus argues on this, Rashi learns that mishulash means that all the three leaves come out of one bud. They're buds with a leaf. They all have to be from one bud. Not three different buds that are equal height, but one bud mamish. Tosa says there's kamat no hadasim like that. It'd be impossible to find a hadas where three leaves grow from one bud. Tosa says what it means is they're three separate buds, but they're in a line, right? And they have to be pretty much either exactly in a line, right? Not one higher or lower. Or according to some, it has to be that at least a portion of them are equal. One could be a little higher, one a little bit lower, but there's a point where they're equal. That's good enough. And some Rishonim learn that it's not bichlal the buds that make a difference altogether. You don't have to look at the buds. Look at the leaves. Even if the leaves come and the buds are scattered, but the leaves, l'maisa, are on the same, plane, right? You want to draw a circle around, you'll hit all the leaves at the same time, even that's okay. That makes it a lot easier to make mishul. Trei v'chad, shnei olim b'uketzechot, where Rashi learns that you need it coming from one bud, so you need to have two that come from one bud, and a third one that's above it from a different bud. So that's Rav Acha said it is okay. Rav Kahana says okay. But all the Rochiv Ashnai. Even though it's much better to have three together, right? But since Rav Kahana said that this is also okay, he wanted to do what his Rebbe said to show that he follows the words of his Rebbe. However, nothing me pumi the Rav Kahana, he bedafka took the one with two and one. Aba lahu de trei v'chad hadash shote korilei. So Ameimar, Mar Bar Ameimar said to Rav Ashi that my father used to call that a hadash shota. It's not a normal hadash, and therefore you're not yotzi with it. Rove olav trei mikol avos. Now we think that rove olav means that if two out of the three fell off, it's still kosher as long as the avos is mekuyim. How could that be? If two of the three fell off, it's not avos anymore. Mar says talking about a asra mitzra, gadol al hametzah shel sadeh. First shot is that it grows on the border. It has a place that doesn't have, it's not crowded with other things growing. Very strong plant. Right? Lishnach, and therefore it has seven leaves for in each cluster. Lishnach, Rina Asa Mitzra, Hadas Mitzri. So Hadas that grows in Mitzrayim.